We see it in sports all the time. Two evenly matched teams, great game for most of the game. All of a sudden, one team makes a few mistakes, game over. That script played out last Saturday in Mankato.
I'm a little bit off today. Something down inside me's different. Woke up a little off today. I can tell that something's wrong. I'm a little thrown off today. There's something going on inside me. I'm a little bit off today. A little bit off today.
For three quarters last weekend against the Mavericks, those two teams were as evenly matched as could be. But what if the Beavers didn't make a handful of mistakes? What kind of mistakes, you're wondering? In the first half, there were 10 dropped passes. Throughout the game, at least a half a dozen, if not a dozen, deflected passes by the Maverick front line. Beavers within an eyelash of blocking a punt. Instead, roughing the kicker, drive extends, Mavericks into the end zone. The Beavers were just a little bit off last Saturday, and it cost them a win. Beaver head coach Brent Bolte.
Self-inflicted. I mean, how many penalties were extensions that extended drives? You know, being scoring drives. Roughing the punter. We had, even on base stuff where we had really good field position. In the second half, we'd had the ball and interception at the 50. We got a penalty on the return. Ended up being back at the 20. We end up putting on that drive from the midfield. When you take those 25 yards, you're kicking a field goal or having an opportunity to go for it on four. So as a collective group, that was an issue.
Beaver fifth-year nose guard Josh Valet.
You just got to take the positives from that game because we did do a lot of good things. If you take a handful of plays away, I think it's a totally different outcome. So, we just got to take away the positives from that game and carry it on the next week against Augie and get that win.
Trust me, though, the Beavers did have a lot of positives. Certainly looks as if Bryce Bubba Peters is the real deal.
Mike Wandemaker split wide now to the right side for the Beavers. Alt takes the shotgun snap. Alt looks to throw to the left. Has his man. It's caught. Back of the end zone. Keep his feet in. Yes. Touchdown, Bemidji State. Bryce Bubba Peters gets into the end zone once again for Bemidji State. Ties up the football game here, awaiting the extra point. Shotgun. Takes the snap. Looks. Pumps. Now throws. Back of the end zone. As wide open as you can get. It's Bryce Bubba Peters. The freshman now with two touchdowns last week. Two more tonight.
Two years ago on this very field, also happened to be homecoming, same opponent, the Augustana Vikings. The Beavers with one of the most improbable wins ever. You remember it, I remember it, trust me, the Vikings remember it. Will we see an exhilarating repeat of that unforgettable day? Or will Bemidji State continue to be just a little bit off today? We'll find out. Budweiser pregame show continues next on the Beaver Radio Network.
I'm a little bit off today. Something down inside me feels so different. Just a little bit off today.